And then you should see share screen. It's like a green button with an arrow pointing upward on the bottom of your screen.
Yeah, let me see.
Yeah, perfect. I can see. That's great. So
So
what?
this is his GPS coordinates. And I have to, so I can play it in different speeds. Let me try it on this first speed. Well, that one's really fast. Let me try and slow it down.
Can you describe what's going on here?
Yeah, so this little bubble right here would be that's showing that he's on duty. That's his little bubble. His color's red, so like if I were to have other individuals all on duty, so right now the only one I have clicked is his. But I can actually click other deputies. So if I did, their bubble would be a different color. And so the red one's all his GPS coordinates throughout his ship.
Back checking.
And so the call actually took place probably right around here. And the closest he ever got an hour prior to that was here, which he never actually made it out this way. His GPS coordinates show in the area approximately, and I don't have my, I know I stated in the report exactly what it was, but so anyways, essentially the call was here, and this is the closest he ever got to that location.
But not anywhere near when he was supposed to be.
No, the time that GPS coordinates show him in that area, like I say, I don't have it in front of me, but I want to say was, think it was like an hour or so before 30 minutes, or let me look at my report.
So this is Danny, the sheriff, Danny Sanchez.
Hi, sheriff.
So the call took place in Chama, just a little bit to the east. I mean, where the call was at was in the area of Chama. So he was in the area of Chama, but I don't think near where the call took place.
That makes sense. That's pretty far out from where you're supposed to be.
So yeah, so what I got on here, it was actually an hour and 30 minutes prior to the call that these coordinates showed him in this area. But he said it was 5 to 10 minutes that he was in that area when the call came out. And like I say, the closest he got was in this area, which was an hour and a half prior to the call ever being aired.
Yeesh. That is and because I read that, how's the deputy that had a gun pulled on him doing?
He's good. Like I said, I mean, it was just, I mean, he had been shot before, and so he just kind of, gets freaked out, but he's good now. He
Yeah, that's good. I can imagine that it would be.
So
But yeah, that's essentially.
Zach, I don't know how we can get this to you.
It's a I've been doing a screen recording like we had talked about, so I'll be able to record it. We just recording as part of the Zoom. The only thing that I was hoping, would you be able to show the other, the dots of the two other deputies that responded, please?
So, Sheriff,
yeah.
Before you show the full thing, this doesn't, these routes, like, is there any security? Because what you're going to be showing is, like, kind of our current deputies and the routes that they take, right?
This would just be where they patrolled that certain day.
Okay, so I don't have to worry about their security for safety purposes.
No, this is just pretty much like every ship is going to be different.
Okay, cool. Then you can show it.
And so what's happening here?
So because it's kind of hard because of the time. So let me see which one this is. That's one of the deputies that responded over here. And there's the other one. And so there. That's Mark. Give me one sec. So those are right there when that's around the time they were both at that actual address.
That's when the other deputies responded.
Yeah, so that's the actual location of the call.
Got it. But Mark wasn't anywhere close to that point.
No, and I know it. So I know it changes, and so I don't want to confuse you. Earlier, his was red, but because I chose other deputies, Schultz is red. So you could see that Schultz is actually red, Garcia's blue, and Vic is green.
Got it. I appreciate that clarification.
So if you just like I said, I can kind of zoom in here. So this is the location of the call. And this was his line. So he never was actually near the call itself. And this was an hour and a half prior.
Oh yes.
So if you could see where they're at right now, they're right here. And he's actually right. Let's see, right here.
Wow.
Can you answer that, Danny? I think it's Oscar.
Corey, like, this is Florida.
So, but yeah, so those are the GPS coordinates I was referring to. It's kind of hard without, like I said, without really slowing it down. It's kind of hard, but you kind of get the gist of what. The GPS is always running on the cameras. So even if they're not recording, it always has coordinates of where they're at.
That makes a lot of sense. That was my next question. Because I think that was why there's been so much pushback from my end anyway. I was just like, well, you know, you referenced the body camera, but I didn't understand how it works. So this is helpful.
Yeah. So there was an actual, like, it wasn't like footage. It was the body cam GPS coordinates that we were using to base the fact that he didn't go to the call.
Got it. I'll stop recording the right now, if that works.
That's fine. And can I stop sharing my screen?
Yeah.